Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. This is a messianic prophecy of what Jesus would do at the cross. But it's not just Old Testament. It's not just a promise. It's now our reality in Christ, that because he went to the cross, not only do we have forgiveness from our sins, but we can get peace and we can be healed. He didn't just bear the weight of your sin and shame. Yes, he carried that to the cross, but every lash of the whip and the nails in his hand, every drop of blood that was spilled for your forgiveness also makes an atonement for your healing and for your peace. The punishment meant for us, he willingly endured so that we can have peace and we could be made whole. That word peace in the Hebrew is shalom. It's more than just tranquility. It means completeness. It means wholeness. And by his stripes, we are made healed and whole. I realize in this life, maybe your current scenario, the current situation, your current struggle, you don't feel a lot of peace and you don't feel whole. Well, this is the redemptive work of God, that when we understand what he did for us on the cross and that he's working in us and with us right now, that he is creating wholeness. By his wounds, by his stripes, we are healed, not just physically, although he is the great physician. We can have healing emotionally, mentally, spiritually, that can affect every area of our life. His sacrifice, not your own hard works, not your own ability to obey. No, his sacrifice brings restoration to every broken area of your life. So the posture of our heart today should be gratitude. We can bow in our hearts and acknowledge this unfathomable love that not only brings our forgiveness, it brings our wholeness. Freedom and healing are yours by what Jesus has already done for you. What wound do you need healing from? Where do you believe that he wants to bring completeness and wholeness into your life? Let's pray and expect that today. Why don't you say this prayer with me? Thank you, Jesus. Your sacrifice, your surrender has brought my forgiveness and my freedom. I believe that every area of deficit in my life, you bring wholeness. By your stripes, I have peace and I have wholeness. I am healed in Jesus' name. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds, we are healed.